Chapter 8. Do religious, spiritual, or mystical experiences change lives? So just what is the experimental evidence that God is bad for you? Dawkins presumes that it is publicly accepted within the scientific community that religion debilitates people, reducing their potential for survival and health. Yet recent empirical research points to a generally positive interaction of religion and health. That there are pathological types of religious belief and behavior is well known. Yet this in no way invalidates the generally positive estimation of religion's impact on mental health to emerge from evidence-based studies. Theologian Alistair McGrath. To great fanfare, Daniel Dennett, director of the Center for Cognitive Studies at Tufts University, published Breaking the Spell, Religion as a Natural Phenomenon, 2006. His airing of evolutionary psychology and memes was greeted by the usual puff pieces and denunciations. But there was a curious difference from what might have happened a decade ago. Of course, he was scolded on the right. For example, books editor Adam Kirsch challenged him in the New York Sun. At the heart of organized religion, whether one accepts or rejects it, is the truth that metaphysical experience is part of human life. Any adequate account of religion must start from this phenomenological fact. Because Mr. Dennett ignores it, treating religion instead as, at best, a pastime for dimwits, at worst, a holding cell for fanatics, he never really encounters the thing he believes he is writing about. But in a surprising turn of events, Dennett's effort also attracted criticism from a source that should have been an ally. He was scolded on the left as well. Leon Wieseltier, literary editor of the New Republic, dismissed his opus as evo psychobabble. In the end, his repudiation of religion is a repudiation of philosophy. What this shallow and self-congratulatory book establishes most conclusively is that there are many spells that need to be broken. Similarly, British champion of materialism Richard Dawkins produced a two-part TV special in 2006 on Britain's Channel 4 about religion, The Root of All Evil. Dawkins professed astonishment that religion is gaining ground in the 21st century, and attributed it to the fact that parents and teachers apprise children of their own beliefs about ultimate reality. Again, in a similar turnabout, Dawkins was assailed on the left as well as the right. One might have expected Roger Scruton to chide Dawkins in The Spectator, observing that the leap of faith itself, this placing of our life at God's service, is a leap over reason's edge. This does not make it irrational any more than falling in love is irrational.